Hello and welcome to episode number 73 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. It is the 23rd of October. It's actually a day before this is getting released. It always gets released on a Thursday. I'm recording it a wee day earlier because I've decided that tomorrow, which will be Thursday, I'm going to take a wee adventure day. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm putting all my work on to the Wednesday. I'll do some bits and pieces when I get back. On Thursday, obviously, I need to do my adventure day within the times of the kids being at school. But I'm called to do it, and I'm very much a believer in if you're called to do something, go do it. Because life is for living, and we need to make sure we are honouring ourselves. So today what I'm going to talk about is actually a post that I put up last night, I want to say, and it was a post about emotional abuse. And actually, before I posted it, I'm not really one for like asking people opinions on like posting things. I just post again what I'm called to post. I'm also not, I know a lot of businesses are like they've got a poor plan, and sometimes I do have a bit of a plan, but sometimes I just go with my gut and what I'm called to do each day. So I was a post about emotional abuse, and I've sent it to one of my best friends, and I sent it to my studio manager to be like, do you think this is too much, a bit deep? And actually, before I heard back from my best friend, who's probably the person that I would listen to the most, I just posted it anyway. My studio manager gave me a wee pat in the back and said, that's so you, like, it's true, it's raw, it's what people need to hear. So I'm going to just read the content out here. I know some of you will be following me on social media anyway, and it'll have been read anyway. So it said, I used to need to know all the answers. I used to follow like a puppy to get some clarity and understanding of arguments that stem from nowhere. I accepted shocking behaviours, lacked boundaries instead because I thought that was love. Forcing something that only belittled me and depleted me even more. That need to understand is actually a huge part of the reason why I went into studying mental health, and I'll go into that in a wee second. So it actually did serve me in a lot of circumstances. It's brought me to where I am today, and I will never regret a single moment. I am blessed I now have the lessons I need to pave my own beautiful path. However, nowadays I listen to my gut, I trust my intuition, and I let things be because nothing will ever be worth my peace. And then I wrote at the bottom, if you resonate, I promise there is light at the end of this very dark tunnel. You'll find your spark again. It doesn't need to be that way. You deserve more. Let it be. And it was a little video that was the song Let It Be. And it was a beautiful version of it. It was an acoustic version. And it was just a little video of me and the kids. Actually, me and the kids aren't even in it. It's just the nature of the Giant's Causeway that me and the kids were at when we were in Belfast. So the reason I'm speaking about this today is because somebody actually, and they'll know who they are if they listen to this podcast, somebody actually reached out to me today and said that it resonated with them so much. And they wrote me like a big, big, long spiel, which was beautiful. And it's really, really cemented the fact of me having to share this story and me having to speak up and having to use my voice, and all the reasons why I actually started doing all this in the first place. So I'm just going to read you the definition of emotional abuse. So a lot of people talk about domestic abuse, and emotional abuse is a form of domestic abuse. People, I think, sometimes have this thought in their head that unless somebody is hitting you or physically abusing you, that it can't be abuse. And it certainly is something that I thought of when I was suffering. I don't even like to use that word, but when I was in the crux of really really toxic and emotional abuse. In a lot of ways, psychological abuse and emotional abuse are, I'm not going to say worse, because that's not the right term, because obviously I would never belittle somebody who has suffered the physical abuse, but the emotional part of it is, it cuts very, very deep. When you have a black eye or a bruised, whatever, or even broken bones, they heal and they absolutely do have a massive scar that's left internally and mentally. But nobody sees the emotional abuse. There's no evidence, there's no actual concrete, here you go, evidence that that is happening to you. So you don't appreciate or understand that these things are real and that they are actually abuse. And it's certainly something that I found when I was in that circumstance, that I didn't recognize it as being abuse until hindsight, and hindsight's a wonderful thing. So emotional abuse is a type of abuse that involves the use of words and actions to control, manipulate, and intimidate another person. Emotional abuse can be used as harmful as physical abuse. It can have devastating impact on a person's mental health and emotional health. So some emotional abuse patterns is insults, humiliation, instilling fear, manipulation, belittlement, intimidation, control, verbal abuse, constant criticism, refusal to ever be pleased, and there's so much more. When I was in that circumstance, I always used to say I never felt as if I ever suffered with anxiety or depression or anything like that. But if I was going to be late home from work one like a night because I work in Helensburgh, so it's quite a distance, and quite often at that particular time I was working quite late, so I wasn't finishing in Helensburgh till about 9:30 on a Monday night, and sometimes the Erskine Bridge would get shut. Quite often actually it would get shut on a Monday night, and therefore you had to go through like a diversion. And any time I was in that diversion and I knew I was going to be late, the panic I had was absolutely unbelievable. I would frantically drive home trying to like claw back a little bit of time that I was going to be late, because I knew that when I got home I would be getting either silent treatment or verbal abuse. I would get accused of having another boyfriend, even though it was like 10 minutes later than normal, that I must have went to my boyfriend's house. I would get called things like fat cow. I would get called things like, you've got a pretty face but shame about the rest of you. When we went out and like a night out or whatever, I found myself having to like look downwards and look at the floor, because if I was to accidentally look at somebody, especially a male, like the absolute carnage would break loose. Sometimes I would be accused of some, like if somebody looked at me and I didn't even know who that person was, again, carnage would break loose. And sometimes that didn't even need to be a male. There was a lot of humiliation. Like I was heavier back then. Obviously, I was in a very like unworthy kind of state of my own. And he would grab my stomach. He would grab the places that I was already insecure about, or he would say things about those particular places. I would be quite controlled in a lot of ways, like with regards to like meeting other people. It would be something that would seemingly be encouraged, but then when it happened, there would be silent treatments or weird kind of retaliations. I got quite closed off from a lot of my family and a lot of my friends. I'd be worried to go and do something in case it rocked the boat a wee bit. However, on the flip side, there was always these massive romantic gestures of balloons and rose petals and flowers and candlelights and all these sort of things, which then made you believe that that's the real them. And then that made you cling on that wee bit longer, and it wouldn't be all that long before it was back to being quite abusive. And at times there was physical abuse, but not to the point where I ever had anything visually being able to be seen. And the reason I'm talking about this, because it's quite a kind of a deep and quite raw and quite honest. But the reason I'm talking about this is because when I was in that position, I didn't know that it wasn't normal. I didn't know that it was abuse. I didn't know that that wasn't love. That's what I believed to be love, because he showed me all these other this other side to him that seemingly was beautiful and wonderful, and it was that whole, you could see the potential in somebody. It's that whole falling in love with potential. And now that I have so much more wits about me, and now that I've done so much healing, now I don't ever think anybody is ever fully healed. I think there's always stuff to uncover, and you'd go through situations and circumstances which make you realize that. I recently had a brief relationship with somebody, and my intuition was telling me something was off. And years in the past, I would have completely ignored it. I would have totally ignored it. And I knew I had to listen. I knew I had to listen to my intuition, because they say that's your second brain. And I would never want to be in the same position where I allowed a certain behavior. I kind of lowered my standards and my boundaries and accepted something that I knew felt wrong, but I knew felt off. And for me, that was like a major win. I was like, couldn't believe that I actually could connect to my gut and could connect to my intuition, because I have genuinely, in my whole entire adult life, I don't think I've ever connected to it before and really listened. Like, see if I could look back in hindsight, there were so many times that there was like warning signs and like those feelings that I ignored, like the feeling of like anxious feeling trying to go home and stuff like that. That is not normal. If you're feeling anxious or worried about being late home, or anxious or worried about communicating something to your partner, or anxious or worried about rocking a boat or feel like you're walking on eggshells, I want you to know that it is not normal. It is not normal behavior, and you shouldn't have to put up with it. You deserve so much more than that. You are so much more than that. And the best thing you can do is heal you. I lost myself trying to fix somebody else. And I realized over, and I was there for like 6 years. So it took 6 years for me to actually wake up and smell the roses. And it was actually lockdown that done it for me. Had it not been for lockdown, I genuinely don't know where my life would be right now. But I am so grateful for all of the lessons. I wouldn't change a thing, because it has brought me to who I am right now. It has brought me to where I am right now. And it's brought me to telling this story and sharing it with you guys, so that you can hear it, and you can feel that you're not alone, and you can feel that actually there is light at the end of the tunnel. I have an incredible life now. I am so content. I am so content. And I have a great network of people around me. I love connecting with beautiful souls, like new beautiful souls. I do a lot of spiritual work. I do a lot of talking to different groups and different environments and communities and businesses, and just I just like, if it wasn't for everything that happened to me, I would not be where I am. Sometimes you need to learn the lessons, and sometimes that is a case of learning the lessons the hard way. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for everything that I went through. And I will never, somebody said to me, in fact, the same girl that reached out to me said, I feel like I sound like a victim and looking for sympathy. Never, ever, ever question yourself. Never question you speaking your truth. If something doesn't feel right, and if you are speaking your truth, and if you are verbalizing that, then stand your ground, because you're speaking your truth, and that is what matters. Do not question yourself speaking your truth, because then you're breaking trust with yourself. I applaud you for listening. I applaud you for who you are, and I know that you are going to find contentment and happiness and joy and peace. And I am 100% an advocate and a proof that it absolutely can happen. You can 100% get out of those situations, and you can turn your life around, and you can be living the life that you want, with no stipulations, with no people or person telling you what you can or can't do. And I am so passionate about this. If you need help, advice, guidance, I have a lot of different things that I offer within like my coaching profession, and I do free calls if anybody is looking to get a chat and see if we click, because obviously ultimately you wanted to make sure that it's somebody that you do click with. And I spoke to this girl that I've spoken to me earlier on, and I was like, it's important when you're in a certain scenario that it's somebody who's been there before. and somebody that you can see where you can be. So please, if this does resonate with you, I would absolutely love you to reach out, be that on my social media channels, be that through the website, be that through whatever means of communication you desire or you want or you feel called to do. But I hope this resonated. Well, obviously, I hope it doesn't resonate with many people, but for unfortunately, we absolutely know it does. So if it does, please do get in touch, please reach out, and I will always be a listening ear. I hope this served you well. Have an incredible day, an incredible week, and I'll be back with you again next week. See you later.